This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're at 55 degrees with plenty of sunshine. This is the Big K Morning Show. It's going to be warm today. We did hit 80 yesterday, 82 today, as you just heard, before finally get a little rain, but warm enough if you don't have clothes on, you're not chilly. And I say that with tongue in cheek, Aaron, because the Super Bowl of Naked Volleyball is underway at White Thorn Lodge, the 54th annual, and includes the inaugural Nude Volleyball Hall of Fame induction. That's big. Team member Louise is with us. Louise, welcome back. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for having me back, Larry.
I didn't know there was a Naked Volleyball Hall of Fame. Wow.
It is brand new this year. We're doing, it's our 54th year, so we are trying to recognize some of our, good players, back in the day players. Doesn't even have to be players, I guess, but just something that we're trying new just to recognize people from our 54th year.
So how do these teams get involved in participating in the competitive part of nude volleyball?
I'm going to say word of mouth and advertisement. A lot of people just, there's third generations of people out here. Super Bowl was started 54 years ago by a couple, Wayne and Betty, and they just went out to colleges and went out to different events and just invited people to come in, and they started to grow the community. And now the people that are in it start to talk about it and grow it and bring it. And so we just try to advertise as much as we possibly can, just bring your A game. ESPN was out here in 2008, found out very quickly that it was no joke. and brought some players and realized that, it really is competitive.
Yeah, and some of those spikes could hurt, too. Meanwhile, White Thorn Lodge has been part of Western Pennsylvania and Beaver County. Now, you say this is a family-friendly nudist resort.
That is correct. We follow all American Association of Nude Recreation practices and standards. And if, people are curious, I recommend they look up AANR, which is, the American Association of New Recreation that I just mentioned. And you can find out all kind of, information on just what nudism is, what naturism is. And it's, a very open, non-sexual environment where you just, like to be without clothes.
Yeah, because as you know, Louise, the first thing a lot of people think of is that nude volleyball, it's some kind of wild sex party.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I totally understand that, where people are coming from. It's just unfortunate that we have, you know, kind of paired nudity with sexuality and or sexual, anything sexual. But they are not the same. So just because you are nude doesn't mean you're having sex.
If God would have meant people to be naked, they would have been born that way. That's right? You've got like 200 acres of this place. How long has this been in existence overall, White Thorn?
64 years.
And when do you close up? Pun intended.
We actually close to the public the following weekend. So that would be September 14th at 6 p.m. That's when we close for the season to the public. You know, as members, we have full access to, you know, our campground, you know, year round. But yeah, so sadly to the public, Sunday, September 14th at 6 p.m. is when we will be closing.
All right. So the championship will be on Sunday and the games all this week. And then what about your new Hall of Fame induction? I love this. What kind of trophy do you give?
That's actually to be revealed during our opening ceremonies on Friday evening.
Friday evening.
So it's actually a plaque that, yeah, they're going to be giving on Friday. So our opening ceremonies to kick off our official Super Bowl weekend are at 8 p.m. on Friday. And that right after the opening ceremonies is when we will be doing that first Hall of Fame induction.
All right. So if somebody wants to visit and participate, is it too late?
No, absolutely not. Tomorrow, Thursday, actually starts our official Super Bowl rate. We have a one-time fee for just to get into the door, and that gets you in Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday until noon on Monday, and you get to participate if you want to sign up and play in the Sixes tournament on the weekend. Then you could sign up Saturday morning at 7:30 a.m. That's when we do the round robins. Sunday are the finals. Or you could just come out and watch the games. If you're a volleyball lover and you want to watch, then, you know, you're more than welcome to. We also still have our pool here for people that want to enjoy, you know, the pool during these last bits of sunny days that we have. But it is definitely not too late to come out.
Heated saltwater pool, you got a hot tub, running trails, nude bocce, obviously the volleyball. You've got dance, yoga, the Super Bowl of naked volleyball underway at the White Thorn Lodge in Darlington, Western Pennsylvania's nudist resort. Louise, appreciate you sharing the story. Are you participating in the games?
I have in years past. I'm still undecided this year. So I'm looking to probably play on the weekend, but we'll see what happens.
All right.
Well, might be doing other stuff.
Thanks for being with us. I noticed the absence of lawn darts on this list of things you do there.
Well, they've made those a little bit more friendly because, you know, they're not as sharp as they used to be.
All right. Thanks. Good luck.
Thank you. And hey, if you guys want to come on out, you know, we're out here and I extend my invitation to you again to, if you want to, you know, just do your radio show, if you want to come on out and check things out, you know, I think you would, you'd be surprised at what you'd see. No pun intended.
I'll talk to the boss. All right, Louise, have a great week. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Myra Rush in studio. Good morning, T.
Hi, Larry.
What's trending?
Amazon. You thieves out there, Amazon's cracking down on Prime free shipping sharing. So you won't be allowed, after October 1st, you won't be allowed to share your Amazon account with people who don't live in your household.
And they get the free shipping if you're an Amazon member. So it's like people who do the same thing with their Netflix accounts.
That's correct. So Amazon says, I'm tired. Put the hammer down. All you thieves out there. Endgame is on.
All right.
It's over. Moving forward. An exclusive, Roger Goodell.
What's Roger Goodell? The NFL commissioner who went to college at W&J here.
Yes. So there's speculation of one person doing the Super Bowl at Super Bowl halftime show. Can you guess who that could be?
One person.
If you can guess one person that you are talking about to perform at the Super Bowl.
Jelly Roll.
No. I'm going to give you another.
We'll give it to him. Oh, you're going to give me another
chance.
Oh, man. I don't know who's out there that's that big.
Come on. Who's been talked about for the past year or so? When it comes to NFL football games, Taylor Swift.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yes.
Now that she's engaged to an NFL player.
Yes. Goodell says he couldn't confirm or deny. So she may. It's in the working.
Well, it's the least she could do for the league because they've given her enough love. God.
She doesn't need the league, Larry.
No, she doesn't need the league.
Oh, my goodness.
Or even the Powerball tonight. She's already a billionaire.
Yes, exactly. And ladies out there who get their nails professionally done, I have to say this. In Europe, they banned a certain gel nail polish. So, ladies,
it's
a chemical has trimethylacylbenzazoledifenthylamine oxide.
Of course.
Wow.
Did you hear that?
You killed that, D.
Did
honestly.
I kill it?
I'm
so
impressed.
Yeah. So women, they need to know that. We go to the nail salon, we inhale all those fumes and use all these different kinds of, and I use gel polish. So in that word that I pronounced,
they use that here. It's like here. TPO or something.
Yeah, but they use that here in the States as well. So women, ladies, make sure you do some, investigating before. It's for prenatal women who are pregnant.
Yeah, that.
So we need to.
For sure.
Yeah, really, really, really.
Good
know.
Heads up.
Larry, one thing. I have to talk about this. I want to cry. That's why I held it till last. I wasn't going to talk about it, but I think I do. Remember, I don't know if you did these kinds of horrible things growing up. Ding dong, ditched ding dong. Do you
yes.
remember doing
it's
that?
It's a tragic story. Yes.
I mean,
kids
I don't even,
do it.
We didn't think about that, though, Larry, growing up, like someone was going to, if we played those games.
Well, listen to this.
The man charged with the murder of an 11-year-old boy in Houston after what's called a ding-dong ditch prank is due in court today for a bond hearing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Police say the suspect was waiting in the shadows for the boy and his cousin, who knocked on his door and ran. CBS's Karen Hua has the latest.
42-year-old Gonzalo Leon Jr. was arrested and charged with the murder of 11-year-old Julian Guzman. Leon appeared in court for the first time. Police say the suspect, an Army veteran, opened fire on two boys in this East Houston neighborhood. The boys, 10 and 11-year-old cousins, were knocking and ringing doorbells late Saturday night. After Guzman knocked on Leon's front door, police say Leon shot the boy in the back and killed him.
They weren't out being bad kids. They were doing a few slight knocks and running and giggling and hiding around the corner.
Sergeant Michael Cass is the lead detective on this case.
They're really petite, small kids. There's no way any homeowner could think or believe that these were grown men trying to harm anybody.
Investigators recovered more than 20 guns from Leon's home, along with smoke grenades.
The person that we have in custody and arrested for murder was waiting in the backyard watching in the shadows. After they knocked, they just ran way down the street. Almost a block away, they look back and they see they're being followed by an unknown man.
Cass says Leon has a prior history of threats, but was never charged. Police say they found the suspect and his wife at a location east of Houston.
Do you think this man tried to escape?
I don't know if they're going to try to leave town, but in my opinion, it's weird that the day that we're coming to serve an arrest warrant, your car's packed and you have a 3-day stay at a hotel room outside of Houston.
As for the boy's family, in an online fundraiser, his mom says she wants justice for her son. Karen Waugh, CBS News, Houston.
Absolutely. Justice.
20 guns chasing a kid down the road.
Chasing, hounding the kid, playing just a game that we all played growing up. It's unbelievable how society has changed over the years.
Yeah, that's tragic. All right, T.
All righty.
I have a question for you on the lighter side before you go.
Okay.
Bill Belichick, who coached the New England Patriots to 6 Super Bowls.
Yes.
Is now the coach at North Carolina. They played Monday.
And got
throttled.
Yes.
Gave up 48 points, which is more than he gave up as the head coach in their opener. Right. They have 70 transfers on their team. And you know what the viral meme is?
What?
That he's 73.
Right.
His 24-year-old girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, was on the sidelines before the game, waltzing around. That she has entered the transfer portal.
Oh, my God. That's cute. I like that. And she may.
Hey, glory is fleeting.
Oh, yeah.
All right, T. We'll see. Are you going to cover the volleyball tournament?
I am not.
Okay, just checking. Thank you.
Bye.
To Meyer Rush. I know it's only September, but today a big announcement from our friends at KDK-TV. And joining us from PNC Bank, Jim Belloris, who's a big shot. He wouldn't say he is, but he is. I've known Jim a long time. He's also an excellent basketball coach. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are we doing today?
Good. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and today marks really the beginning for this Katie Annual Turkey Fund. And I know PNC's been a big part of it for a long time, so thank you.
No, absolutely. We always look forward to this time of year. Pittsburghers are so generous and help out no matter what the cause is. So we're looking forward to kicking off another year.
And officially, there's a live show, by the way, that'll happen on the 24th of this month at Pittsburgh Playhouse. But, Jim, what kind of impact has this had over the years?
Well, if you look back, I mean, this has gone way back to the Al Julius days when Al reached out, and asking people to help, and they were making donations of $10. And then it just progressed over the years, and it's become a kind of annual thing, starting in October, actually in September, and goes all the way through the end of the year. The need is out there all year. Our goal is to try to raise $1 million every year. We've gotten close. We haven't hit it yet, but every year I say we're going to do this. Because, things are more expensive, and especially as the weather's changing. I mean, the weather's been very nice right now. You don't have to turn on your air conditioning. But soon we're going to turn on the heat, right? In Pittsburgh, you don't turn on the furnace until November 1st. But that's going to come quickly. And, when that happens, people make choices, especially the elderly. The elderly and the children are the ones that suffer when there is a food insecurity, right? They make choices. Right. Are they going to buy their medicine or are they going to put food on the table?
And PNC has played a key role and offers a tremendous opportunity.
Right. So if you come into one of our branches and you make a donation, we will match that donation. And it has a doubling effect, right? So we want to encourage people to participate. And no matter what amount you can give, is very, we accept and we humbly appreciate it. But if you do make a donation of $50 or more, we will match it. Just come into one of our branches and our teller line, and our tellers will be more than happy to put that into the Greater Pittsburgh Food Bank account, and that helps and goes a long way.
Tickets for the show for Wednesday, that'll be September 24th, go on sale today, and we'll have you back at the end of the month, Jim, just as a reminder to folks how they can participate. But always good to talk to you. Give my best to your bride and the family, and enjoy football season, and we'll catch you later in the month.
Thanks, Larry. Tell Cindy I said hello.
All right, Jim Belloris, PNC executive, who's got his heart in the right place. Trust me, he's one of the good guys. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to talk to CBS military analyst and retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland about the military parade in China that featured a visit by Vladimir Putin of Russia and Kim Jong-un of North Korea, and also talk about this boat, this drug boat that was blasted out of the water by the United States Navy in the Caribbean. With more from CBS.
Tensions are also rising between the U.S. and Venezuela after President Trump says the U.S. carried out a strike on a boat in the southern Caribbean, killing 11 people. The president claims the boat was carrying drugs and was operated by the gang Tren de Aragua, which he blames for violence and drugs in some U.S. cities. CBS's Charlie Daggett reports from the Pentagon.
Video posted by President Trump shows the moment the boat was struck. He claimed it killed 11 members of the Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua, and that the vessel was in international waters, transporting drugs towards the U.S.
We just, over the last few minutes, literally shot out a drug-carrying boat, a lot of drugs in that boat. And you'll be seeing that, and you'll be reading about that. It just happened moments ago.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio, traveling to Mexico City, posted the boat was operated by a designated narco-terrorist organization out of Venezuela. The administration recently doubled the bounty to $50 million for information leading to the arrest of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, linking him to a drug cartel. The Pentagon in recent weeks has been surging battleships towards the coast of Venezuela. It includes two destroyers, a guided missile cruiser, and the Iwo Jima with more than 2,500 Marines on board, capable of launching fighter jets and helicopters off its deck, specifically designed to move large numbers of forces onshore if needed. On Monday, President Maduro called it the greatest threat to the continent in 100 years, and in response, he's deployed 15,000 troops to the border.
We have a lot of drugs pouring into our country, coming in for a long time. And we just, these came out of Venezuela and coming out very heavily from Venezuela. A lot of things are coming out of Venezuela.
Whenever the Pentagon sends in that much military hardware to a region, especially that region that hasn't seen that kind of buildup in three decades, you look at what they sent, what's called a force package. You've got destroyers, you've got Marines, you've got landing craft. This isn't the defense. This is very much the offense. Charlie Daggett, CBS News at the Pentagon.
And again, right after the news at the top of the hour, we'll get Colonel Jeff McCausland's take on both of these big stories, including, again, the military parade in China.
From the KDKA News Desk, I'm David Balarado. A worker crushed by a boulder at a quarry in Torrance, Westmoreland County. That man has now been identified as 61-year-old James Gershman of Indiana.
Yeah, these quarries, of which there are many, by the way, and still mines, and in this case, limestone quarry, are all over the region. And it is very dangerous work on a daily basis. So thoughts and prayers to Mr. Gershman's family and friends.
And the Pirates honor a significant day back in 1971. That was when they fielded an all-minority lineup. And one of those players was Al Oliver.
We came together as a team. And we were always a team. You know, there wasn't any racism and things of that nature. But when it happened, I didn't realize it until about the second or third inning. I turned to one of my teammates and I said, you know what? We got all brothers out here, man.
I love Scoops. Al Oliver was there. Manny Sanguin, Roberto Clemente Jr. representing, obviously, his dad. It was another first for Pittsburgh. In this case, significant in sports.
And it wasn't planned either.
No.
The U.S. strikes a boat in the Caribbean that it says was carrying drugs into the country from a narco-terrorist group.
We're going to check in retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland. The naval force and actually doing this kind of thing in the Caribbean is extremely rare. And we'll talk to him about that coming up right after your newscast, David, at the top of this hour.
Markets rallied Tuesday afternoon, but still ended in the red amid fresh uncertainty over the legality of President Trump's tariffs. The Dow was down 249 points. The Nasdaq dropped 175. S&P lost 44 points. After a decade of stocking store shelves with dozens of America's favorite foods and beverages, the Kraft Heinz partnership is calling it quits. Next year, the companies will split into separate divisions, with one overseeing brands like Heinz and Kraft Mac and Cheese, and the other managing Maxwell House, Oscar Mayer, and Kraft Singles. McDonald's hopes you're loving its latest move to bring back great value meals. The first two limited-time offers launch next week with the $5 Sausage McMuffin with Egg Meal for breakfast and an $8 Big Mac meal. In addition to the return of the $2 snack wrap, McDonald's says the deals reflect the restaurant's commitment to affordable prices. And Amazon is ending a perk that lets Prime members share their free shipping with family who live at a different primary address. Starting October 1st, a new Amazon Family program will replace that option, allowing you to share free shipping and content access with one adult and up to four kids or teens within your household. That's your CBS Money Watch report for this Wednesday morning. I'm Jesse Mitchell, CBS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.